give the Northern people a sense that the war was going well in Virginia. Hooker put together an excellent plan for his campaign, really one of the best plans that any Union commander put together during the war. These are its main components. First, the armies are where they were right after the Battle of Fredericksburg. Lee in those works, those 6 to 7 miles of works west of the river overlooking Fredericksburg, the Army of the Potomac right across the river. Hooker said that he would send his cavalry on a great raid behind Lee's army toward Richmond, where it could disrupt communications between Lee and his capital. He would leave 40,000 infantry under John Sedgwick in front of Lee at Fredericksburg. Sedgwick would hold Lee's attention at Fredericksburg. Sedgwick would make demonstrations, try to convince Lee that perhaps the Federals were going to try again what they had tried at the Battle of Fredericksburg back in December. Hooker himself would take the bulk of his infantry, more than 70,000 of them, on a long turning movement. They would march up the Rappahannock River, get behind Lee's left flank, and then cross the Rappahannock and the Rapidan River and come in against the rear of the Army of Northern Virginia. That was the plan. Hooker's hammer, so to speak, would crush Lee's army against Sedgwick's anvil at Fredericksburg, or Lee would have to retreat southward, in which case Hooker would harass him as he went toward Richmond. Hooker had nearly 120,000 men to carry out this plan. Lee had only about 60,000 to oppose him. It had been a very tough winter on the Confederates. The fought over countryside of central Virginia. Northern Virginia had been stripped clean of forage for animals, food for men, and Lee had been forced to disperse his army rather widely. Much of the cavalry, of Jeb Stuart's cavalry, wasn't even with the army. It had been sent far away so the animals could have enough forage. And James Longstreet and two of his four divisions had been sent to Southside Virginia towards Suffolk on what was in effect a large-scale foraging expedition. They wouldn't even be present for the battle that was looming with Hooker. So Lee has only about 60,000 men, very long odds. All right, let's look at how the campaign unfolded. Hooker made a good beginning. He got around Lee's flank just as he hoped he would. This is in late April, crossed the Rappahannock, crossed the Rapidan, and got behind Lee. By the evening of April 30th, thousands of Federals were in front of Lee at Fredericksburg. That's Sedgwick's men, but Hooker with the bulk of the army were about 10 miles in Lee's rear at a crossroads called Chancellorsville. This wasn't a town, it was just an old inn on a main road that came into Fredericksburg from the west. Hooker thought Lee would either retreat toward Richmond now, he thought he had Lee right where he wanted him, Lee will either retreat toward Richmond, thus exposing his army to attacks from the Federals, or he would have to turn around and try to fight Hooker, in which case he would be vulnerable to Sedgwick coming from the other direction. Whatever Lee tries to do, reasoned Hooker, he's going to be in bad shape. But typically, Lee did not do what was expected. He decided to split his own army. He left about 10,000 men in the works at Fredericksburg to watch Sedgwick, and he hurried the rest of his army westward to confront Joe Hooker. Lee hoped that he could stymie Hooker in an area that was called the Wilderness of Spotsylvania, or just the Wilderness. It was several dozen square miles of scrub oak and other scrub vegetation. It was an area that had been cut over more than once, the big trees cut to feed charcoaling operations tied to iron furnaces in the area. There were very few farms, very few clearings in this wooded area, and not very many roads. It was an area where the Union numbers might not be brought fully to bear, and where Union artillery really wouldn't be much of a factor at all. If Hooker were pinned in the wilderness and fought in the wilderness, the difference in numbers wouldn't matter as much. What Hooker needed to do was just march a few miles east, about 3 of Chancellorsville, break into the open where his numbers really could tell. And on the morning of May 1st, that's just what he started to do. The Union troops took 3 roads to the east. Marching eastward, they were just about clear of the wilderness when they ran into Stonewall Jackson's troops near a place called Zoan Church.